Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we are hashtag Pauliano. I have a question for you, Pauline.
Okay.
Do you think that you're harder on yourself than you are with other people?
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're aware, like?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware, and when I found out that I was, it was hard for me to kind of take that in.
What do you mean?
I didn't realize that I was harder on myself than I was on others. And I'm learning that most people are like that.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
Right? And it's interesting to try to find out why.
Why you're harder on yourself than you are with
others? Than other people.
Because I think, well, for me, what I think is because we want to do the best that we can do. And we expect like a lot from ourselves. But then we're also taught to be compassionate towards like others.
Right.
And to be understanding and to be like kind to others and to be like empathetic with whatever it is that they're dealing with. And so I think that's why. But I think that that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't like expect like greatness from like the people around you or things like that. But that when they fall short of like an expectation in some cases.
Yeah. It's more acceptable.
Yeah. You can like, you know, you encourage them through it. You, even if it's like constructive criticism, you're still, you know,
but see, that's fine. Like, constructive criticism is fine. But I noticed that you tend to be, like, mean to yourself. You know? Like, of course, I expect a lot from myself, you know? But I noticed that, like, I always ask people this question of, like, what would you do if one of your friends spilled, like, red wine on your white carpet? Mm-hmm. You'd probably say, oh, you don't worry about it, whatever. Like, we'll clean it. But if you spill red wine on your white carpet, you're like, oh, I'm such an idiot. You know? Like, you're meaner to yourself.
I guess it depends on the situation. But, like, see, and then I guess it's all, like, relative because... And I know that you're just like using that as an example, but like, I don't think that like accidents you get like mad about, like even if you do it like yourself, like if you do spill something or if you accidentally, like if it's an accident, then especially when like comes to, like breaking things, because like in our family, we have a lot of like kids like in growing up and our kitchen is like tile. So anything that you drop on it,
oh, it breaks,
it shatters. Yeah. Especially glass. Like it shatters everywhere. And like there's no recovery. And so
are you talking about the tiles on the floor shatter or whatever?
No, like
you drop?
The dish that you drop or like the cup, whatever. And so that's just how it is. And that's always like, especially growing up, it was not necessarily a problem, but like we broke a lot of things growing up, because even if you just accidentally drop it, like my parents, us kids, everybody, you know, because there's no turning back once it hits that ground. And so I've always grown up, because like then my mom is always like, it's okay, you know, because especially in that particular case, anything that hits that tile, even if you gently bump it or whatever, it's going to crack or shatter. And so we've always kind of been like, spills and like breaking things, as long as it's not malicious and intent,
of course,
you know,
I know what you're getting at, like, yeah, it happens, it's not that big a deal.
And so I think that, and it's just more of like a like, oh, good thing nobody got hurt, or like watch out, don't step, like, you know, let's grab some like slippers and put them on, because we don't wear shoes in my house, so like grab slippers real quickly and we'll like all just quickly do it together and things like that. And so but I think that with certain things, we are, because I know that, like, I'll get on myself with, like, just for example, like, with these shows, like, we're supposed to, we come up with, like, the ideas for the shows and the content and things like that. And there's sometimes that on, like, my other show that I host that I do by myself, that there's times where, like, I'll put it off and I'm like, okay, I need to, like, read up on this or I need to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And then on, because the other day that I record is also on Wednesdays. And so sometimes on Wednesday mornings, I'm on myself because I'm like, dude, you've only thought of three topics and that's not enough content.
Right.
You know? And then I do get on myself with that. And because before I'd be like, oh, you were so busy this week. Like, let's think of something like right now. Let's research some stuff right now. And I'll just like wake up earlier to try to get everything, all my show, like my outline together. But then now lately I've been getting on myself because I'm like, okay, you weren't putting it off. You just, you know, you had this free time, so you could have done it then. And so In that case, there are times when like I get frustrated with myself because I'm like, you put yourself in this situation. Now you're stressed.
But you see, that's okay for me. Like I understand. I do that too. I consider that within the realm of normal. I'm talking about things where it would be okay for someone else and not you. Like, I'm not saying you can't be like, of course, push yourself, you know? I mean, I come up here, I travel on average 12 hours a week just to be here. Like, I push myself like crazy, you know, and still try to go to the gym and like try to do all these things. Mm-hmm. And I'll be tired sometimes and I'll like talk, like I have to like self-talk sometimes, like, no, get up, like get out of bed, let's go, mm-hmm. you know? Because if you don't go today, you won't go tomorrow and all that stuff.
Right.
So trust me, I know. Or the taste of creatine is not good, but I'll drink it. Like, you know, it's, but my point is, you know, is not, don't, like, what I'm saying is, yeah, you can be firm with yourself and expect, mm-hmm. but don't be unfair. Those are two different things. So like, if I'm pushing my friend, you know, at the gym or at school or whatever, and like, they can't do whatever, I'm like, all right, you know, we'll do it next time. But then if I can't do it, then I'm like mad at myself because I'm like, the heck, you know, that I find uncool, you know, like, of course, push yourself, but don't be unfair with yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one big thing that I wasn't aware that I did like so to such a high degree. So now that I've learned that that's such a sticking point for me, mm-hmm. I really try to be like cognizant of it and try to just notice it when I do it and stop myself. Do you see the difference?
Being like unfair.
Yeah, being unfair. I'm always, of course, everyone's hard on themselves. That's normal. But don't be unfair with yourself, you know? Like if you made a mistake and I made the exact same mistake and I was more mad at myself, you know? Like that's not cool. You know what I mean? Not that I'd be mad at you either, but like if I'm gonna be more down on myself mm-hmm. for doing literally the exact same thing, there's something wrong there. Like why is it easier for me?
I think it's just expectation.
But expectation is good, but not to be unfair, you know? Because I would think it's like, I don't know what mistake me and you would both make. Like I don't know, let's say we both go get food right now and we both drop it or something, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it'd be fair that the expectation for both of us would be to not drop it. So we both missed the expectation. You know what I mean? So like why would, if me and you both dropped it, you'd be more mad at yourself and I'd be more mad at myself. Like, isn't that interesting? It's almost like, I wonder why. Like that's one thing that kind of pops into my head. Like I wonder why it's easier to be angry at yourself. And I'm not saying I'd be angry at you, but why is it easier for me to like,
because
not even...
I think, well, and this is what I think about this and like seeing what you're saying. And I kind of like a little bit said it already, but like, because I think that, like, okay, so I said this before, like how we're taught to be like compassionate towards others.
Uh-huh.
And I know that everybody is like a little, it's a little bit different for everybody depending on your upbringing and depending on your just like what you believe and what you choose to, what your moral compass is. Like
right.
Everybody's is a little tad bit different on certain things. But I think that we're, okay, because like, okay, for example, like the golden rule. A lot of people know about the golden rule.
Oh, do unto others.
And do unto others as we would have them do unto you. And whether you go to like, no matter what like your religion is or like what you believe, like we're always taught like to be kind to one another and to like, you know, help out, or sharing is caring. Like we have all these little tiny, you know, phrases that we say throughout like growing up or say to one another, and like that we teach little young kids as they're growing up, you know, if you have two and your friend needs like a pencil, like share, it's okay, type of a thing. But then on the flip side of other things, depending on certain situations, but we're also taught that loving yourself too much, or just like,
oh, it's narcissistic.
Yeah. Or like, don't be full of yourself. Like, why are you so,
but you
like,
see, I consider
and so
that.
I think that is why, like, it's not the exact same thing, but it kind of like stems from that, because we expect, like, we can expect the same thing from somebody that we work with as well as ourselves, but then sometimes we cut them a little bit more slack because we're that kind of stems from being kind
mm-hmm.
and being understanding. Because if somebody
and being
like,
selfless,
yeah, mm-hmm. and like, because like, just this actually just happened to me last night with my other job. The girl called in sick that I was supposed to close with, and mm-hmm. so I was just like, oh, it's okay, I can take care of this myself, it's not that big of a deal. But I would never call in sick unless I'm like very, very sick. I would even try to come in and just be like really mellow.
Right.
And just be like,
ease into
I
it,
can
yeah.
do as much. I'm going to try, but I would never want somebody to slack off and put them in that situation.
I hate to hinder the team. I get what you're saying.
You know, and so, but it's okay because it's like, oh, it's okay. You must have been really sick. So just rest and hopefully you feel better. Let me know if you need something.
But
and
you see, I'm not arguing that that's the case. Like, I think that you're totally right that that's why.
Like, it stems from that.
My question is, no, but you're right. Like, that's not what I'm curious about. What I am curious about is that correct? Like, are we wrong to think that way? Is it okay to be just a little bit, like, selfish? You know what I mean? Like, I've always loved, one thing that I've always found crazy was there's this bodybuilder called Ronnie Coleman, this huge, huge guy. And to give people like an idea, Arnold won the Olympia 7 times. Ronnie Coleman won 8 times. He's, you know, one of the greatest to ever live. And what I loved about him to see him train was not only like crazy weight is one thing, but he has this like ability to pump himself up, which I think is so insane. And I always talk about it because I'm like, man, if people had that ability, like if more people could do that, people would achieve some crazy things, you know? You wouldn't just lay in bed and like, because when I was in school, like sometimes you just don't feel it, so you stay there and miss class. Or, you know, like a lot of things, especially like when it's cold, you know? But he had this way to like just pump, like he'd yell and scream and it sounds really funny. Like I watch the YouTube videos and people I'm watching it like around, they'll laugh. But I'm like, you know what? Like, I get it. It's funny. This dude's like screaming at him, like not screaming at himself, but he's, you know, and, but I'm like, man, but look at him, you know, like it works. That's insane, you know? He's like self-sufficient little ball of energy. That's so crazy to me. I love that. Which I want to get into more, but we do need to take a quick commercial break.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we were just talking about... well, I guess overall we were talking about being harder on yourself than other people, but it kind of flipped over into like the ability to push yourself, which I think is rare in people, at least to a, you know, a certain degree. And I was talking about Ronnie Coleman as an example. But that kind of naturally made me want to segue into another little section here, which was, are your habits really your habits? And what I mean by that is, like, do you do things because you naturally wanted to do them or decided to do them? Or is it something that's been like preconditioned into you? And if it's not something that bothers you in any way, then that's fine. But what I mean is I notice little things, and maybe it's because I'm like a big old nerd and like I notice way too much, I feel like, sometimes. But I notice in the gym, let's say, or like in, no, let's go with school, because we talk about the gym a lot. So let's say in school, somebody will like, will be taking a test or something, and somebody like drops their pencil or calculator, paper, whatever, and they like look around embarrassed and then go get it. And I'm like, why did you just get embarrassed? Or you just dropped a pencil, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, is that your natural response, or were you preconditioned to feel stupid for dropping it? You know what I mean? Those things interest me, you know? Like, why, like, why do you feel this way? You know,
feel like embarrassed?
Yeah. Well, not, maybe not, like, that's just one of many examples, but like, or this, have you ever seen this, like in high school or college, where you know you're going to be late for class, so you'll hurry walk, but you won't run? You ever notice like people, like, a lot of people at least tend to not run. And I'm like, is it because you don't want to look stupid, or is it, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, because normally, it, logically, it makes sense. Like, just get there. Who cares, you know? Like, nobody actually cares. You know, if let's say that you're like, if I were to run and some like hot girl who I like were to see me, she's not going to be like, oh, well, weren't you running to class that one time? You know, like, it's not going to matter. Yet I still won't run. Like, that's interesting to me. Like, when did it become an idea in my head that like running makes you look stupid in school? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, where that comes from?
I think it's just running in a public place is weird. But I think that's what it is. But not necessarily like school, because like even like in a grocery store, like you just don't run.
Well, but a grocery store is a different story. Yeah, but that's a different story because you're not like in a rush in a grocery store. Like, you're not going to miss class, you know?
I think the only time when people like run because they're late and it's kind of like, oh, get out of his way,
is work.
It's like the airport.
Or the airport, when you're absolutely going to miss.
Yeah, it's like, move out. Like, you want to get out of their way because it's like, if they're running to their flight, like, yeah, they gotta get there.
Oh, yeah.
Because even, like, when you're going through, like, security and people are like, oh, excuse me, like, my flight's about to take off. Can I, like, you know, even though you're waiting a long time to get through security, I mean, I usually let them go ahead of me. And I don't know if that's, like...
Yeah, I would,
and,
too.
And people don't even, like, check your boarding pass. Like, I'm not going to be like, wait, what time is your flight? Is it leaving after mine? Like, I'm late, too.
I mean, if you're not, like, oh, if I was late, then I wouldn't. But if I wasn't late, then, yeah, whatever. I don't care.
No, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the one case where, like, I think... Well, for me, like, when people say, oh, I'm late, or they start running, I try to, like, kind of, like, indirectly help them. Like, I'll move out the way.
I get you.
If they ask me, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Like, it's fine.
Right.
Type of a thing. Because, you know, you never know when it's going to, like, happen to you. But.
Yeah. Like, pay it forward.
I don't know. But I think other than that, I think it's because, like, running in a public place is kind of, like.
No, I agree. I agree. But, like, but why is what I'm, like, what I'm curious about. You know what I mean?
Why? Like, it's unsafe. And, like, if you fall, or it makes people, like, uncomfortable.
But my point is, but why does it make people, like, you know, like, in school, like, an airport.
Because usually you try to get away from a bad situation.
Yeah, but in airport, like, I understand, because that's really crowded. But when you're trying to get to class, like, if I'm running into, like, a giant group of people, I'll start walking. But, like, when you have that open space, like, you're right in the quad or whatever, why won't you just hurry and get there, you know? Like, why is it such a fear that you're going to look dumb? You know, like, that's what interests me. You know what I mean? And everyone does it. Like, I do it too. I just wonder, like, how did that come about? You know, like, we are all conditioning each other. Like, I heard this study where they took apes in a zoo and they put, like, it's like, you know, like, apes have the really tall kind of cage so they can climb it. Mm-hmm. They put, like, a big ladder inside of it. And then they put bananas on the top of the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And the apes would climb up. And every time they climbed up, somebody would spray them with a water hose. And that's mean, you know? But here's the interesting thing is that they started spraying them with the water hose, so they never got the banana. So they kind of conditioned to, like, to fear the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, and they would slowly switch the apes out. So, like, let's say there's 10 to begin with. They would switch one out that wasn't there before. So now there's 9 that know and 1 that doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped the water hose. So, like, they made a decision that, like, if the monkey climbs up, it will get the bananas, but it they don't even try anymore. But the new one, who doesn't know about the hose, tries, and the rest beat him up, like, bad. Like, the rest do the work for the water hose, and then they slowly switch everybody out, and it got to the point where all of them were 10 new apes that weren't there before, and just through conditioning from the other ones, so none of these apes ever got in contact with the water hose. They all never let each other climb the stairs, the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, because you associate it with a negative thing.
But the original 10 were the ones who got the negative thing. The new ones just got beat up from the other ones. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I find interesting is, like, we take something that's not necessarily true, or, you know, and then we just create, like, a world around it.
A social norm.
Exactly. You know, like a rule almost. It's almost like a rule. Like, don't run, you look stupid. It's like, yeah, but why? You know? Because I can run. Like, not even because I can run. Like, I don't just run everywhere. But if I'm late, like, what makes me look more dumb? Like, you know, just getting there and running, or being late when I knew I could have made it on time? Like, what's the point of me going to the gym and doing cardio if I'm not going to get to where I need to get when I need to? You know? Like, that's what those are just little questions that I have. And I'm not challenging other people's idea. Like, it's not, I'm not going to confront someone over it. I just sit and wonder these things. Like, it's so interesting. Like, I love the way the human mind works in that sense. And not even just the human mind. Like, these apes do the same thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
Isn't that so interesting?
Yeah.
Right? Because there's no consequence, assuming, like, of course, if there's people in the way, that's a different story. Then stop. You know, don't run people over. But if you're not going to run people over, why won't you just hurry? You know, I love the idea behind that. Like, it's so fascinating to me.
The idea behind, like, social norms?
The idea behind us creating rules, but that, like, we never created. Because if other people never decided you look dumb running, you would just run. Like, if I had to get somewhere in a hurry and there was nobody around me, I would take off. Wouldn't you? There's no one around you. Like, no one's going to see you. No one's going to know.
No, because I don't want to be sweaty.
But, like,
but that's just, like, a personal preference. Yeah,
okay, but that's a different story.
Like, I don't run, like, a lot of places only because I don't want to be hot when I arrive.
But, like, sweat.
I'm, like, hot.
But, like, sweat aside, you know, like, if you need to get somewhere and there's no reason, like, you're not going to, there's no one around to kind of put on a show for, you know, most of the time you'll just do it. That's what I find interesting. Like, the point I'm trying to make is you'll even hinder yourself. You'll miss that class or you'll miss that test. Or some teachers are really mean and they'll shut you out because they're like, this is college, it's time for you to be responsible, you know? So you'll put yourself in that position because for some reason that's better than just running when probably no one's going to care. Like, I've seen people run in like around campus and I don't care, you know? It's not like I look at them like, oh, what a dork, you know? And I don't think anyone ever does. You know what I mean? Like, I've never actually heard someone get made fun of for running to a class, for being late. But yet we all still fear it. Like, that's what I love. Like, there is no evidence to support being against it, yet everyone is against it. You know? That's so crazy to me.
Yeah. Right? Well, no? I don't know. No. I'm just, like, listening to, like, your side. No. But, yeah.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just fascinating because have you ever had somebody, like, actually be made fun of for running to a class?
I don't think that. Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know because I guess it just depends. Like, I get what you're saying and I can see because, like, I mean, I know what you mean that people don't care, but then I get why people do care and why they don't. Because it's not necessarily just because you think somebody's going to make fun of you, but also because, like how I was saying, like, we're usually one social norm that is not everywhere, but most of the time is you're taught not to run in a public space.
No, I agree.
And you're taught to, like, arrive on time, like, and to be early. So I think that if you're caught up in that situation and that's what you have to do, that's fine.
Yeah, but that's, like, what I'm saying, though, because I'm not saying, like, you should just run everywhere. What I'm saying is when you actually have something to lose, people will lose it instead of just running. Like, yeah, if I'm not late, I'm not going to run. Like, I'll just walk, you know? But if you need to be there, like, if you're late, why don't you run? Because now there is a reason to run, you know? Because if you're not late, then there's no reason. But now that there is a legitimate reason, why don't you still do it, you know? That's my point. Like, you know, I wouldn't expect people to just, like, jog all over the place. Like, there's just no need, you know? Mm-hmm. People do what they need to do. Like, so I've seen people, like, you know, like it'll even be one of those days where it's like a test and you can't be late.
Mm-hmm.
And people will still not run. And I can see them. Like, you know, sometimes the classroom, they leave the door open and then once it's shut, it's shut. And, like, with the open door, I can see you walking, like, across the grass or whatever. And you know that, like, the time's running out, you know, and we're kind of staring at you like, hurry up, you know, and you don't. And then the door shuts, boom, and you're, like, 10 feet away. And then you knock and teacher's like, nope. And they point to get out. You're like, and I'm like, man, why didn't you just run? Like, it blows my mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I find crazy. And it's not the run itself. Like, that was just the one example I chose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just when you legitimately need to,
mm-hmm.
and you still don't. That's what I find just fascinating. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make, like, more sense? I'm not saying just run all the time.
Because I think it's just societal, like, norms are what.
But that's what I'm saying.
Make people do or do not do things.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand why. It's just interesting to me.
But I think that societal norms, what some things, like, this does not apply to the running example at all. But I think societal norms, there's reasons why. And, like, a lot of times with certain things, like, for instance, like, when you were talking about the gorillas, like, it's like a safety thing. In the beginning when they were getting sprayed by the water, that is just, like, uncomfortable, or, like, it may, you know, like, you don't, no, like, nobody that. Likes that, like,
no, even, I get that, but
so I think that in a way they were teaching the others it's not safe to do that because this could possibly happen to you.
But you see, but that's, and so but that's my then, interesting thing is that, like, because how many things have humans, like, when are we going to learn that, like, we used to think one thing and then all of a sudden we find out it's not true. Like, you know, we used to think the world, like, Earth was flat and we could fall off. We used to think the sun was at the the Earth was at the center of the universe. We used to think, like, a lot of things. But, you know, like, I understand the apes, it is smart of them technically to save each other from the water.
Yeah.
But it came to a point where there was none of them that have ever gotten contact with the water. So my point is, like, you're just taking somebody's word for it. Like, and that is just insane to me, you know? Like, if 10 people went through something, I understand their feeling. But then 10 new people go in there and they've never gone through that. Like, why would we... It's not smart to just expect the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then it's also not smart to not take heed to, like, advice or other experience that people go through. Like, I think that you should experience things on your own. And if you're somebody who likes to try things, like, definitely. But then that's, like, for instance, that's why, like, Yelp is such a big deal. And so, and people take pride in saying, oh, people love us on Yelp. Like if you're a restaurant,
I get what you're saying, but that's a different story because you, there's nothing to lose there. Like I'm talking about when you have a trade-off, because you know, everything is a trade-off.
Yeah. Everything is a trade-off. But so, then like that's what I mean. Like opinions and people's experience and people's reviews or people's, like when they share like their story or give advice, like that's why, you know, when you're about, when you're like maybe stuck in a quandary between like, oh, should I take the leap and just move to a new state even though I don't have a job yet, or should I wait until I have a job? You inquire with other people who moved for a job or are thinking about moving for a job, and you ask them, what were some factors that made you just take that plunge? Or did you, why did you wait until you had a job? And because you waited till you had a job, did that make it easier?
Or I get what you're saying, but that has a risk, like that has like a legitimate risk, like a reason not to. Other than running into people, what's the reason to not get to class when you know you're late?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like in all situations, like social norms, like when you are saying like, why would you
do something based on somebody else's experience
instead of doing it with your own?
But when they don't make sense, though,
people,
you know, but when they don't make sense, that's what I have a problem with. Like there's no reason not to. Like I understand, like I'm part of the social norm too. Like, but. So, of course, like I take advice from people and everything too. In fact, me and you were just talking last time I was here, you know, but like when there's no, when there is no reason not to, like moving to a different state, that's risky and that's tricky.
That's just a personal preference though. Not running to class because you're going to be late and you know that the door is closing. That's just your choice.
But that choice, I've noticed, like for me personally and friends and whatever, that choice is based off of, oh, well, do I run and get there on time, or do I like risk looking stupid? Like that's why it's a
sometimes
choice. You know what I mean?
Or it could just be like the kid just does not want to go to class.
Okay, but that's a different story. Like, but my
I mean. You know, but I'm, there's a lot of factors that affect choices, especially if you're going to use like the running example.
Well, yeah, but for the purpose of this study, like this is under the assumption that this kid wants to get to class, but for whatever reason is negatively reinforced through an idea that was never his or her own, that you shouldn't. You know, like there was never any reason not to. You've never been punished for doing it, but you just won't. Like that's what I find so fascinating, which we'll dive into this and another topic, but we do need to take one more break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Right, welcome back. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we were just in the middle of discussing like why the social norms, which I think actually this segues perfectly when you think about it, that's what I consider this to be, is the whole the crabs in a barrel, you know, what would you call this, like phenomenon?
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this before, right? Like where it's said that like if you put a bunch of crabs in a barrel and one tries to climb out and is actually like kind of making headway, for whatever reason, the rest of the crabs will drag him back in. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's no, but that's interesting to me because like dragging him back in doesn't get you any closer to getting out, you know, but I guess that's just the way that they're hardwired. And the reason why that was such a big deal when I read it was because the same thing kind of applies to human behavior. I was talking to a few different psychologists because I was reading this new book, and they were saying kind of the same thing, that the reason why, like, what was being discussed at the time was this. Mm-hmm. When you decide to make like a change in yourself, you know, mm-hmm. people notice you're acting different. They take it as you're being fake. You're, you know, like you're not, this isn't the real you. But they were saying that if you decide to make a change, that's the mm-hmm. real you. You've decided to make this change. The reason why people don't like it or rubs them the wrong way is because it messes with their idea of who you are. So they're resisting your change because it challenges them. It's more like, hey, you don't have the mental like handle on me that you thought you did. Does that make sense?
In a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what was being said by these two guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they were like, if you decide to do something, no matter what it is, it's if it's coming from you, it's genuine regardless. You know?
Right.
But the crabs in a barrel scenario tends to be really true. And you see it a lot. Like I remember in San Bernardino, which is where I grew up, I would see it a lot where, you know, kids who are really smart would act like they're not that smart or just wouldn't answer that much so they can mm-hmm. kind of fit in better. And it makes you wonder, like, why would you hinder yourself like that? You know, like, it's such an interesting thing. And I did the same thing. I was so bad at that because I was always good in school, but I would never like, mm-hmm. like speak up until I got a little older and I got like I slowly kind of got braver as I got older. But those things have always like fascinated me. Like I'd see it in other people and I can see like the embarrassed kind of look on your face, you know. And I can see even the, you know, like the awkward interaction that like the teacher looks at you like, are you going to, you know, and then you kind of turn your head, your eyes away from them. And they're like, okay, because they know you know the answer, but they're not going to make you answer. You know, I even would see that happening and or I would do that too with my teachers. So that's what would always kind of capture my attention, you know. So like what we were talking about in another podcast was like it mm-hmm. comes from a place of like I've been there, but it fascinates me, you know, because people put themselves in these positions to be kind of less when they don't have to be, but they do it so that the others feel more comfortable because when you decide you're going to be more, other people take that as now in comparison, I'm even less. And so they need to take like corrective action. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
And that is always something that I've found interesting. And out of that fear, like you knowing that, wouldn't you still do whatever it is that you got to do? Like, don't you want to be a sports like anchor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wouldn't you still fight for that even under the assumption that people may try to stop you?
Yeah.
But there's so many people that won't. There's so many people that just the idea of someone trying to stop you is enough to stop them. That blows my mind. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think that it also kind of, and it's a little bit different when you're growing up because sometimes your friends are just who are like in your class or who you eat lunch with. So
right.
you, for some kids, there's not too many opportunities to make friends outside of the, like that yeah. general area, especially like when you're like, I went to a really small private school. And so through elementary, and I remember for my 13th birthday, we invited the entire middle school because that's how small it was. So all of us were friends, you know, because I think my graduating like eighth grade class only had like 14 kids. So everybody was friends and we did a lot of things outside of school together. We did a lot of things in school together. All of us were on the sports teams because there's only like 12 of us. So like, you know, everybody, even if you weren't athletic, you just were on the team because right. that's what all of our friends were doing type of a thing. And so, yeah, you know, like we just did it together because might as well because all your friends are here type right. thing. And so I think that sometimes when you're growing up, it is kind of hard. And then there's also like the friends that you have because your mom's are friends, so you guys are forced to hang out, so you guys kind of just deal with it, you know, because
yep.
they're hanging out, so like, oh, you guys play upstairs together, you yeah. know, like be friends. But when you're as you grow older, and like high school is when it can kind of like start, because there's like the high school that high I school went to was a lot like, bigger
yeah.
than my elementary school, so I was like, wow, there's a lot of people here, and there's different age levels and things like that.
Well, not just that, but kids get to the age where competition comes out and like aggression no, yeah. comes out.
But then, and then if you choose to go to college or just go straight into the workforce or the military and things, you start to develop more of more say in who you surround yourself with,
yeah,
and more say on who you choose to befriend and who you choose to, like, people talk about like inner circles versus like acquaintances, like the people that yeah. you have close to you, because there's you're able to
yeah, you know a lot of people
meet
but,
more people right. and get a more broader just space of opportunities to meet people, excuse me. And so I think it has to do with like who you choose to surround yourself with once you get to like a certain age, in a way.
Well, they say that you're the average of the five people you spend your most time with.
So no, true. And so like, I think that that's why, like with the whole like crabs in a barrel, especially when, cause that does happen. And sometimes it can be people like your family. It can be people who you've grown up with. It can be people who you spend a lot of time with, who you work with, who try to limit you or mm-hmm. say like, oh, you can do anything that you want, but you know, you're a girl, or like, you know, sometimes for girls that happens, you know, like there's not that many, you know, girls that do this, or why would you want to do that? Because, you know, we're from here and people around here, we don't do that type of a thing. There's a lot of different factors that sometimes people use as excuses. Or like how I said with like moving, why would you want to move there? That's so far away. You don't know anybody there. So they kind of throw these like curveballs at you.
But that's but not then, like, I understand that. But my question is like, before they do, like if you were considering moving somewhere and someone like mm-hmm. was like, Pauline, why would you do that? But there are so many people that before they even ask anybody else, they're like, oh man, but then people are going to wonder. People are going to ask me like, why are you doing that? And it's like, you're having the argument for this person. Like, how about you do what want to do?
Yeah. Know? And so that's what I'm saying. Because you can, but in your circle and depending on who you have around you, I think you should surround yourself around people who are going to like push you for your goals.
Oh, I totally agree.
So
yeah.
I think that so that's what I was going to say about like your circles. There are going to be some people who, which they may think are just doing it out of like a good place. Like they're just saying, like bring up the fact, like if you do move, you're not going to know that many people. So how are you going to, you know, resolve that issue that is going to be a reality?
No, I understand that, but that's still not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the people who in presumption of that, mm-hmm. in anticipation of that, mm-hmm. won't even try. Like they won't even consider the move because they assume somebody's going to have a problem with it.
So that's a little bit different than crabs in a barrel.
You see what I'm saying?
It's crabs putting yourself down.
But because of the other crabs, you know what I mean? Like the crabs in a barrel is almost, I guess, more like the monkey one, then where like you're so accustomed to being a crab in a barrel that you don't even try anymore because of the risk of someone trying to stop you, which there's no guarantee that they will. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if you try something and someone legitimately stops you somehow for whatever reason, that's one thing. But if you don't try out of fear because someone may stop you, that's what I find intriguing. Do you see the difference I'm trying to make there? Mm-hmm. Like I understand people, if someone's telling you something, it's probably just out of like, they just want to make sure that they give you whatever information that they have that might be useful, you know? Mm-hmm. That's fine. But if you stop yourself before even talking to this person because you're afraid of what they're going to say, you're like limiting yourself. That's insane to me, you know? You see, like I just wanted to kind of make the message clear to people. Like, if there's something that you're considering doing or undoing, or I mean, you know, just whatever it is, I don't even know. Like, if it's worth it, give it a shot. But at least give it a thought, because people may try to limit you. But I think that there's nothing worse than when you like pre-defeat yourself. Like, why would you help somebody beat you? That's what I don't understand. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I don't get. Like, if they get you, they get you, fine. But why would you help them? You know, and that's what I always have that problem with. But we do need to wrap this up. So thanks for listening, guys. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, GSMCpodcast.com, as well as Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we are out of here.